I'm going to call the meeting to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item 3, roll call.
John Steinbrink.
Here.
Monica Juhas.
Here.
Steve Korkwitz. Clyde Allen.
Here.
Mike Serpy.
Here.
Quorum being present. Item 4, minutes of the meeting for May 20th, 2013, presented to board members in written form.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Monica, second by Clyde. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carries. Item 5 is a public hearing, which first one being item 8, to consider the 2013-14 liquor license renewal for the Holiday Inn Express at 7887 94th Avenue.
Mr. President, board members, as I indicated in the last meeting, Holiday Inn was just late getting their application in. So we had to get the publication requirements done. And so Jaden Patel is the agent for OM Hospitality for the liquor license at Holiday Inn Express at 7887 94th Avenue. Again, the only reason they weren't on the agenda last time is because he was late with his application. So all the inspections have been completed. The only thing outstanding, the memo says there aren't any code violations, but there are some minor fire alarm and sprinkler permit documentation that needs to be taken care of, and that will be included on the letter of approval. Other than that, I would recommend that the license for Holiday Inn Express be issued for the next licensing year.
Move to approve.
Second.
This is a public hearing.
Public hearing, yes.
Yep.
I'll open the public hearing. Anyone wishing to speak? Hearing none, I'll close the public hearing and open it up to board comment or question. If not, Steve, your motion is in order.
I did.
Hmm?
I motion to approve.
And a second?
Second.
Motion by Steve, second by Clyde. Any further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carries. Brings us to item 6, citizens' comments.
There's one sign up tonight for Al and Caitlin Klinkhammer.
They left? They left, yes.
Took care? Okay. No other sign-ups.
Anyone else wishing to speak? Hearing none, I'll close citizens' comments, open it up to item 7, administrator's report. Tom, anything?
Nothing this evening, Mr. President.
Thank you, Tom. If nothing there, I'm going to move on to item 8, new business. First one being item 8, receive the Recreation Commission recommendation and consider the 2012-2016 Recreation Master Plan.
Mr. President, members of the board, back in early 2011, the Rec Commission began the process of putting together a master recreation plan, and we commissioned the help of a public research group from Illinois to do a series of surveys. They did met with the Rec Commission, they met with the Park Commission, they met with all the staff, and put together a plan, a five-year plan for us. There are six major recommendations of the plan. The first one being consider the role of the Recreation Commission to recreation services beyond the RecPlex. We've actually already started thinking about this, and out of this one recommendation, we have developed the Pleasant Prairie Arts Council, who will be having their first event this summer with a night on the prairie. So we're excited about that. The second recommendation was consider revising the organizational structure of the RecPlex to focus on the member experience. One of the things that came out of the surveys was that we do a really good job of getting new members, but after the course of a year or two, our retention rate kind of plummets a little bit, so we've been trying to think of a different way of looking at members and following them through their membership and being able to encourage them to continue a healthy lifestyle. The third recommendation was to study ways to identify members at risk and implement programs to keep membership levels high. It kind of goes hand in hand with the previous recommendation. The fourth one is consider expansion to RecPlex for childcare and education services. Since the RecPlex began the preschool U and baby U program, we have been at capacity. We are currently licensed for 144 children. We remain at capacity or as close as we possibly can. Sometimes we're waiting for babies to be born, so we have a couple of openings in baby U. We don't feel like we have hit our capacity yet, so until we find more space, though, we are limited. So one of the things that we are looking at is maybe building an additional phase four and adding some more preschool and child care rooms. The fifth recommendation is to seek to grow sports in both youth and adult categories. We've kind of peaked with our youth sports, and as youth sports become more competitive, people are going to that next level and creating travel programs. And right now, I think the area has about seven different travel baseball programs, which is really hard to compete with. Anytime you get somebody who's not happy with a baseball team, they go out and start their own. So we are really trying to go back to our core programs and to start the basics with all the sports, youth and adult. And then the last one is develop a focus of programs that center on wellness, healthy lifestyles for children, adults, families, and seniors. This came out of the surveys that we did where people are, they're not just interested in athletics. They really want to learn how to live a healthy lifestyle. So we are trying to aim that at all the different areas in the RecPlex. In addition, the plan identifies goals and objectives for the following categories: the administrative, membership, programs, marketing, capital improvement, and all of those GNOs are focused towards those six recommendations. I would be happy to answer any questions you have at this time, but the Recreation Commission and Village staff recommend adopting the 2012 through 16 Recreation Master Plan.
Mike?
Carol, have you put a dollar amount on implementation of any of this?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Have you put a dollar amount on what it would cost to implement these?
Well, most of it right now is just reorganizing our staff. So we haven't added any people, but we've moved them around. And then obviously the expansion would cost substantial money, which we're not ready to move ahead yet. But everything else is pretty much taking the current staff that we have and reorganizing it.
So you're playing tackle football this year?
We are trying to start a tackle football program with the Racine Youth Sports. We're hoping to get one team. We know we're not going to start a whole league in 1 year, so if we get one team and eventually grow with that. No.
Are you looking for an approval on this?
We are looking for approval of adopting the plan.
I move approval of the 2012-2016 REC plan.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Clyde. Any further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carries. Thank you, Carol. That brings us to item B, receive the Planning Commission recommendation and consider Ordinance 13-20 to amend the Prairie Ridge Commercial Development Planned Unit Development for signage modifications for the proposed 9,000-square-foot multi-tenant building to be known as the Plaza at Prairie Ridge. Gene.
Mr. President, members of the board, this is a request for a zoning text amendment, Ordinance 13-20, for the Plaza at Prairie Ridge. It's a multi-tenant development retail that could accommodate between 3 and 5 retail tenants. Specifically, the applicant is actually working with 3 tenants at this time. The project is located at the southeast corner of Highway 50 and 104th Avenue in the Prairie Ridge West Commercial Development. This is an area that Evo, John Hullaborough, had been presenting to us since last summer. There have been multiple steps and stages within this particular project. As you know, Cheddar's Casual Cafe, right at that corner, is under construction, had been approved previously. They're requesting approval of the plaza before the Plan Commission, and then there's 2 additional buildings, another multi-tenant building to the south, and another small office building right at the corner of 104th and 77th Street. The lot was subdivided into 4 as part of a certified survey map last fall. And specifically, the plaza is going to be developed on Lot 2. Again, the site is approximately 1.42 acres in size. The zoning is B2, Community Business District, with a planned unit development overlay. The retail building will be approximately 9,000 square feet, and at this time they are going to be accommodating three tenants. Open space in the site is still very good at 23.2%. Again, this is being done as part of a larger development, and there are two larger wetlands also located kind of west and south of Cheddar's that help to make up some of that open space for this particular development. One of the things I'd like to point out is that all of these projects in this northwest corner have cross-access between the properties. So there's cross-access from Famous Dave's through Olive Garden and then through this plaza development and through the Cheddar's going to the west towards 104th Avenue. And then there's cross-access going down to 77th. So there's access going east and west as well as to the south. So multiple points and ways to get in. And there's also cross-access for parking as well. So specifically what they're requesting is a modification and approval of the primary monument size sign as part of their PUD. They're requesting to go 160 square feet, 16 feet high, which would be identical to the sign that is out there for Prairie Ridge Commons, which is just to the east of Famous Dave's. Specifically, they're also looking for sign sizes on the tenants to be 50 square feet per building, sign height to be 3 foot maximum, and then they'd be complying with all other wall signage requirements for the project. This is a project that was before the Village Plan Commission. Public hearing was held. Their site and operational plan, the zoning text amendment, PUD, all of their approvals were recommended by the Plan Commission at their last meeting, subject to this last PUD coming before the Village Board this evening. So the staff and the Plan Commission are recommending approval of Ordinance 13-20, zoning text amendment, again, for the plaza development.
Steve?
Does the petitioner have any names to reveal to us yet?
Two leases went out end of last week, and I'm waiting for execution.
You said that last week.
I know.
Can
I want the side leases back, too.
All right.
Can you share the nature of any of the businesses with us?
I would say they're similar in what you see in those commercial developments that are existing out there.
Well, that narrows it down. Okay. Steve?
Yeah, Gene, what is the location of the monument? 160 square feet. 60 feet. Is that going in the corner?
It's not going in the corner. It's going right here. So it's right in
front. Oh, that's part over there. Okay.
Right. So, and again, because it's a multi-tenant building, they need to allow for monument signage for each of the tenants that mm-hmm. are in the building. So that's why with a multi-tenant building, we have allowed the signage to be a little bit larger. Still meets the minimum for the ordinance and the maximum for the ordinance, but it also matches the Prairie Ridge Commons sign as well for its size and area.
Okay. Thank you.
Clyde?
Just a comment that after hearing the Planning Commission and the questions that were answered, and I just find it amazing that we can continue to develop and have tenants in our buildings before they're even started construction. I find it amazing. So kudos to the developer, staff, all around. They've done a great job. Thank you.
Move approval of Ordinance 1320.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Steve. Any further discussion? Anything else you want to share with us? I see you brought a little board. It's pretty much the same as what you...
You guys would like to see, I can show you guys. These are the materials that the building will be constructed of. I'm going to actually leave this with Gene tonight so that you guys can take a closer look at it if you get time. But the architect, the engineer have been cut loose on construction drawings. We're hoping to submit for permits to the state in the next couple of few weeks. And hopefully we'll have a shovel in the ground right in and around July 4th.
So what is the one lower second from the corner over on that side?
Lower, this glass piece?
Yeah.
That's the glazing with the window frames that will be in the glazing areas.
Okay.
It's not actually polka dot. It's just
a right, because it had polka dots behind it. That's
why.
Okay.
It won't be polka dot.
Okay, right.
John, just for the record, could you just give your name and address? Thanks.
John Halborough with Evo Development, Inc., 5375 North 118th Court, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
All right, thank you. We have a motion and a second. No further discussion. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carries. Brings us to item C, the consent agenda, items 1 through 4.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Monica, second by Clyde. Any further discussion on any of the consent agenda items? Hearing none. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So
move
carries.
Move to adjourn.
We have village board comments and the display of affection.
I've got 10 letters I want to read.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Monica for adjournment. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? So carries.